welcome in to the very first edition of the Lens Lowdown for the 2019-2020 girls basketball season. I'm Zion Brown, here joined by Ben Davis, Lady Giants girls basketball coach Joe Lens. How are you doing today, Coach?
Fine, Zion. How are you today?
Oh, I am wonderful. So I'll start off. So, Coach, the Giants have started 1-2 on their season with their first win coming last night against Mooresville. So what has been your assessment of the team so far?
We've kind of gotten off to a slow start. We didn't play as nearly as well as I would had hoped against Hamlin, Southeastern, and Fishers, but they're both pretty good teams. They're both going to be ranked and or are ranked, and I thought we left a lot of points on the floor and didn't execute very well. We got a little bit better last night, and did some things better against Mooresville, and got a nice victory, kind of spread it out in the second half. So I was pleased with our progress. We still got a ways to go though.
Yes, and on Saturday, we saw in that Fishers loss late in the fourth quarter, Terrell Newsom went down with a knee injury. As of right now, what's her status?
It's a torn ACL, and she's going to have surgery 1 week from today. So almost certainly is going to end her season.
So how do you try to replace her scoring and her just senior leadership on the floor?
It's going to be by committee. Played a lot more people last night trying to figure out who to plug in where, and also just try to up the tempo a little bit for us defensively. We want to try to put a lot of pressure on people, play a lot of people, try to wear the other team down if we can. We got a lot of spread out scoring last night, which was much better than the first two games. We played 11 people and 9 of them scored. And so I was very pleased with that, that we kind of spread things around a lot better.
So what overall did you feel allowed you to get your first win of the season last night?
We played a little bit more intense defense. We executed a little better. We shot 52% from the field, and that's always going to be helpful. So we made incremental progress, that's probably what contributed to it.
How do you feel you can look to continue upon that progress and so you can keep the winning going forward?
Well, we're going to focus in practice on execution. We need to execute our offense better. We need to do a lot better job defensively in our team defense. Individual defense hasn't been too awfully bad. We've got several people, Kira Goss, Kansas Robinson, that do a really good job defensively. But as our team defense, when somebody gets beat, we need some help. We need help side, rotation in our traps. We got to get a lot better in that.
And so you play Brownsburg on Saturday night. So how do you feel your team matches up against them?
They're awfully good. They're very athletic, and they get the ball up and down the floor. North Central was ranked number 3 in the state, and Brownsburg beat them last week by about 12, 13, something like that. So they're going to be a load, especially going there. But we're going to work all week at getting better, and we'll see what happens.
What do you feel you have to do sort of matchup-wise and just game-wise to beat Brownsburg?
We've got to continue to execute offense so we can get good shots and therefore shoot well. And then our defense has to be right on top of things, try to stop their penetration and block out and not allow them a lot of extra shots.
Is there any one or two players from them that may concern you?
No, they got 5 really good ones.
Okay, that's a good answer. So last year they beat you guys in a close game by 5 points. The Bulldogs did. So what needs to be better for the Giants this Saturday night?
Just what we were talking about earlier, we got to execute offensively, and we've got to be able to understand our defensive rotations and make sure we keep them off the offensive glass.
The Giants have a lot of young talent on their varsity roster. So in the minutes they have played so far, what have you thought of those freshmen and sophomores that have been in your lineup?
I like the freshmen and sophomores. I like them a lot as far as the things they contribute. Now, as freshmen and sophomores, freshmen in particular, they've got a lot to learn about how to play at the varsity level. And I think they're beginning to kind of, first of all, the first thing to do is get them to truly realize that they have a lot to learn at that level. And then when those eyes get open to that, then we can make some progress on learning and making some things habit that they're going to need to know.
At what point in the offense, in the off season, did you realize how much young talent you had?
By about the middle of June, we realized that they were not only talented for the future, but they were good enough that with some learning and some experience that they could help us out this year.
Talk about how well that sets you up for the future, knowing that you have a lot of players that are freshmen or sophomore now that will continue to play varsity minutes for 3 or 4 years.
Well, experience is, a huge asset. Everybody can have talent, but you really got to play the game and know know things that are going to happen and be able to anticipate instead of just react, and that comes with experience.
All right, thank you, Coach Lentz. That has been the Lentz Lowdown here, and good luck against Brownsburg.
Thank you, Zach.